Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier,
the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joke will be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen.
She be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Evening podcast audience. It is co-producer, and I've got my family with me. It's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for the premier urban podcast, The Attic. Watch out, Breakfast Club. We're coming at you. Hey, how's the cast doing tonight? How's everybody? Yeah, I just had to throw that in there. Because Sean Lamar, he been on the guard. He been on top too long. We coming to get that spot now. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
We all right.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I know what you need.
Said y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
I'm in prison.
A minor challenge. An alcoholic.
Hey, let's get it in. Hey, again, good evening, podcast audience. This is The Attic. And, again, urban podcast out of, we like to say, home base, Paterson, New Jersey. Even though the listeners are spread around the world, and the cast is actually all not located in Paterson. We are a Paterson-based podcast. And tonight, we want to entertain you with a couple of topics. And before we get started, let me tell you something about the Attic podcast. We're here to entertain you. Some of the shit that we say might not pan out. It might not factor out if you put it on a factor scale or are you telling facts or not. But the goal is to entertain you. Again, we take a little bit of facts and put a lot of laughter with it and hope that we open your eyes to a different perspective. Hey, let's talk about our top subject tonight. And I want to ask this to the cast and to the podcast audience. Wow, who said that? Okay. All right, I got sound effects I didn't know about.
That was my phone. My bad.
Okay.
That's when
you know your podcast is growing. You got engineers on staff that you didn't pay. But anyway.
Now, hey, here's the question. That turned up. I won't turn it down, and it'll just come in every now and then.
I mean, whatever makes you happy, because it's all about you, baby, bro. But anyway, as I was saying,
I'm doing what makes me happy.
Huh?
I said I'm doing what makes me happy.
Oh, wow. That came in. Nurse Carmen came in hard. She came in hard on that. Hey,
I mean, I'm eating, but hold on.
You might want to leave that alone.
I'm just saying, I'm eating, but the way that came to me, that just took me somewhere else.
Leave it alone.
Maybe it's something else you need to be doing.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
What you doing, man?
I'm eating. I showed you that earlier.
Let's go ahead and wait all day to eat during the show. But anyway,
No, stop, man.
All right.
No, hold it. I was focusing on the topics, and I took me a little nap around 6:30.
Okay. Watch this. Don't drop the mother card again. Don't do that, all right? You already used that one. I seen it coming. I seen it coming. No, that's not what we're going to do right now. All right.
Trust me. So, the only mother card I'll be dropping today from here on out is motherfucker. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. All I can say to that is,
said y'all need a new DJ, I'm your man.
Man. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to pick all the cards up, and we're going to start over.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I got a question for the audience tonight, for the cast tonight. And what do you think makes, with all this bullshit that's going on in the media about good cops, bad cops, and again, I've got half brothers who are policemen in Jersey, so I got policemen in the family. So I just want to put that out there because I don't want anybody to think I'm bashing anybody. We're just talking about something. What do you think make cops go bad? And when I say go bad, I mean, I'm sure when you took your ass to the police academy, being crooked wasn't on your mind. What kind of factors out there in everyday life you think will turn a cop from being a good police officer to somebody you really got to fear? Talk to me, Cass. I said, like, wait a minute, hold on. Don't make me go Nino Brown. Don't nobody know nothing, huh? Don't nobody know nothing.
Actually, to me, yes. I mean, you got good cops and you got bad cops. You just got evil people, period. And some evil people, yeah, they want to become cops to do evil things. It's a given. Sometimes you got that what we used to call back in the day, that punk. You know what I'm saying? That was tormented through school and all that. He grows up to be a cop. What does he do? He got a badge and a gun now. Now he can turn around and be the tormentor.
So you're saying that usually, now I'm just trying to characterize here. So you're saying a bad cop was always a bad person, and now he a police officer? See, I think different, man.
I think
you could be a pretty cool cat, but you go on the force, and then you mob up with other racists or other police officers who protect and serve don't mean a lot to them, and then that turns you. I just don't believe you got a lot of bad people that set out to be police officers.
That's another reason. I'm saying there are many different reasons, but actually, all you got to do is watch Training Day, dude. If you watch Training Day, my man would. He wouldn't turn.
They tried to bring him in,
but he wouldn't turn.
But I'm saying, do you think that? Or let me change the subject a little bit. Then, do you think that policemen should resemble the neighborhoods in which they patrol?
Most definitely.
You think that, again, if you had black cops in black neighborhoods and white cops in white neighborhoods, do you think that a lot of the census killings would go down?
Most definitely. It won't cut out none of the corruption, but them killings would go down. See, because you'll have that rapport with the policemen. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Go ahead. Well, hold on one second. I got another comment coming in.
Number two is just going to take a stab at this little question we got going on. And from experiences of personal experience, talking to a police officer in a situation that we're going to leave that alone, but talking to a police officer, he had mentioned that to him. A lot of times, he views it right off the bat as far as when he's in the city, he looks at us like when he has to stop us, we're coming off aggressive. And I had to let him know where we're coming from a lot of times when they stop us. So it was a conversation to where he was saying that he's nervous because he's scared what we might do. But I was telling him that because he has the power, he has to be more willing to take more control to calm the situation instead of coming into it with fear. If that makes sense to anybody.
Well,
makes sense.
I, This is Alvin. I have a comment. From my experience of knowing some police officers, that I know that after years of being on the job, I'll say this from New York City police officers, after years of being on the job, a lot of them turn a certain way just because of the environment. I mean, it's a psychological thing. I mean, imagine, you know, you're seeing the worst of the worst every day. And then, and so what ends up happening is that you start looking at everybody like they're, excuse my language, like they're dirt bags. I mean, because that's how you start looking at people.
Right.
I mean, one of my friends, he told me some horrible stories, you know, of being a police officer. In fact, one thing that always came to mind, he told me that he was still in the academy, and he was riding the train. And he was going home. He said he actually saw a cat that he had locked up. He saw the dude on the train. Now, you can imagine, you know, seeing somebody that you just put cuffs on a couple of days ago, and he right there in front of you. And you
But what we're talking about, though, is, so you think that makes him turn to just be a bad person altogether? Cause see what we, I want to know what I'm trying to figure out, and what we're trying to talk about is, again, those police officers, with all the senseless killings. Again, we started out talking about what makes a police officer go bad, but you know, when you start looking at the ratio to race versus race, in direct connection to who's killing whom, I'm simply saying, do these police officers who end up murdering, and that's the only word I could think of it, unarmed black
people. That's different.
Are they just bad people?
Just
are they good people who turn bad?
No, they're just racist with guns. That's what that is. That's different. That's just a racist cat with a gun and a bat.
We discussed how the police force has now just become another way for, like, the white supremacists to more or less work their way, because they not KKK no more. You feel me?
Right.
They're police now.
Yeah,
so they found, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? The Black Klansman.
Keep it real, you feel me?
So we were checking that out. So it was just kind of one of those things to where in the movie, the KKK leader was talking about, they don't want to be with white sheets on no more. They want their people in the real world. So in a sense, and that's real.
So we're saying a lot of you were already racist.
Yeah.
So now you want to come and join the police force?
Yes, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
That's the thought.
There's no way you just turn one day and say, I'm a killer nigga. That's just something that was already there. Like, I feel even niggas that kill niggas, most niggas don't just kill it like, this nigga, something wrong with them niggas. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't speak for it because my mind won't, I can't be in their mind. I don't know that level of, like, nonsense. So, just on the other side, it's like, it's just free range for them. Now, they have to be within limits, but they still be capping off. So,
But hey, hold on one second. Sister Tippy, what's your thoughts on that?
I kind of want to disagree with Al. I think it's right and it's wrong. I mean, racists are everywhere. Racists are black, racists are white, they're everywhere. But I think, like he said earlier, you know, when you're in that environment, I think you turn. I mean, I think when you're in the working in the dregs of society, it has to happen. I mean, you're not immune. You're human. I think it does change you.
I think it does.
Yes, and let me tell you something. I know for a fact that it will change you because in 1979, when I first got out of the Marine, well, not first, when I got out of the Marine Corps, my first job. Hey, easy. And May 15th, yes, I got a birthday coming. But anyway, we're going to skip that for right now. But in 1979, when I got out of the Marine Corps, my first job I had was a correctional officer. Now, let me tell you, 2 days, because, you know, they hire what they call per diems. 2 days of working there, I called them, you come get this shit, man. I'm not coming back, man. There's no way I'm coming back. But that, being in that environment, they pay very well, but being in that environment, I can see, man, no, hell no. This ain't some shit. I don't care if they pay me $1,000 an hour. So I understand how the environment could change you.
Yeah.
But again, I'm looking at all these senseless murders, and I'm just trying to address it from another perspective. And I'm just trying to understand is when all of these police killings, and most of them happen, we are proportionately not even in who's being killed. So with all these killings, I'm trying to understand why or when will the police department look at the psyche of their officers? I mean, when are you going
to
check
this out? And I'm not trying to give a pass, Todd.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not giving a pass. I'm not saying that they're a product of their work environment. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, there's
right,
bad
exactly.
apples everywhere. You know, I'm not excusing my people by any stretch.
Hey, baby, still
you know,
talk to me.
I'd like to add something, Kenny. You know what? If you look at statistically where these shootings are happening at, a lot of times these places are where guns are not legal. Okay. If you think what I mean by that, when you have cats that have guns licensed and they're trained to use them. Usually a police officer approaches them a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about that. So some of these states, like it, for instance, most of these states where you're seeing a lot of these shootings like that, you just the average citizen cannot just go out and get a pistol and actually carry it on them in the street, in the public. Usually, like in Florida, you very seldom hear about a cop shooting an innocent person or something like that, because everybody down there usually are carrying a pistol and they're licensed
okay.
to carry them. Usually you hear that in places where people are carrying weapons that probably shouldn't be having them.
Okay, but I'm saying, you know, if we have police officers of the same ethnic background predominantly in policing their areas, I'm thinking that's going to reduce a lot of that nonsense. Hey, baby, sis, talk to me. What do you think about that?
Well, at one point, weren't they discussing about taking these officers and training them or having them go through some type of courses to where they would be more, for lack of a better word, I guess, understanding or sympathetic or to the communities that they were patrolling or going to be servicing
now.
In?
They got to go through that shit now before they get out. When they go to the academy ain't no joke. So they getting all that shit. But again, if my intent is to just do bad, or if I put a lily white cop in a real urban neighborhood, how can I expect good shit? And on the same time, if I put Mustafa X in a really prestigious neighborhood, I mean, I'm setting up for a collision.
I'm talking in terms of them understanding the lingo or how one speaks. Like, for example, for a white officer to understand when you are approaching, you know, black males, to know that when they talk, they speak with their hands. So,
okay.
You know, that is nothing for you to get. Okay, that's nothing for you to feel, you know,
right.
intimidated
right.
or anything
right.
by. They just speak with their hands.
Right. They know that's a threat. You're right.
Exactly. So that's nothing for you to feel threatened by. They
yeah.
just talk with their hands.
And that's more or less just backing the conversation that I said I had with the police officer, where I was trying to get him to understand it's not like a threatening thing. We're just trying to figure out what's going on. And so I needed him to
right.
understand that if he got the gun, chill out. And be willing to talk to
right,
me.
Right, yeah. because you got all the power. You got the gun. You got all the power.
Like, most of us don't have a gun. Like, it ain't like
right.
that.
Right.
That's just, you feel me? So it ain't like these shooters is coming back to where they like, we're finding several people that are being shot and they had a gun too. These people ain't got no guns.
To what Kenny was saying, you're not gonna see a black cop in a predominantly white area because black cops don't live in those areas. So you can have whole. I mean, I don't know where everybody live at, but I can tell you can have whole areas of mixed areas where you have mixed black white, but you still don't have no black cops on the police force. So
yeah.
it just you don't really if the majority is white, you're probably not going to have too many black officers on that police force. Period.
That's true.
That's true.
No, I said that's true.
If the majority of the area is Hispanic and black, majority of the police officers are going to be Hispanic and black, and you're going to have some white ones mixed in there. That's what it is. So maybe the solution is maybe we need more blacks to want to be cops, I guess, and police the area.
But see, now watch this. Here's the systemic damage of how black America views police officers. That's not a profession we want to mess with. Most of us grow up understanding
right.
Stay the hell away from them. If you ain't snitching on somebody, why you hanging with them? You don't want to be in conversation with the cops. So again, because of their behavior and the way they view these urban neighborhoods, man, they've taken away that desire for a predominantly black, a majority black neighborhood to want to have to be a cop as a career. Yeah, they've taken that away from
you. Yeah, but another part is this, like the people services field. A lot of niggas don't want to do it. Like working with people, like helping out our people. Like most of the counselors that be in the rec centers in our hoods be little white dudes. It is what it is, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve to work with our people. By no means am I saying that. Like we all people together. But if everybody around you look like you, but they ain't doing nothing like to work with you and to help you, it kind of makes you feel like, then why should I help other people that look like me?
Okay.
But, I mean, it's just so, you know, at the end of the day, we just have to get a drive to want to help each other more just in general.
Well, let me ask you.
Let me
just slide from, as we talk about what makes a good cop a bad cop, let's slide right over to this little misuse of the 911 system. Now, we've done several podcasts on people calling 911 on you simply for being black. Do you feel that should be a criminal offense? I mean, if you pick up the phone and you call 911 because some brothers is barbecuing in a park that have what do you call them? The pits of the barbecue, the whatever you call them, I can't think of it right now. Help me, somebody. Give me a word.
Grills.
Thank you. All right. I'm sorry. Grills are just leaving me. But you barbecue in a park that has a grill built in the park and somebody calls 911 on you. Should that ass go to jail?
Yes, because it's a waste of good policing. Those police should be somewhere beating up some blacks and putting drugs on them and arresting them instead of being
exactly.
And that's not what 911 was designed for. 911 is for emergent. 911 is for emergencies, and that's not an emergency.
Police officers should not be bothered by that. They should be somewhere beating blacks and putting drugs on them. That's and shooting them if they run.
With that question,
go ahead.
After what happened, a little Juicy Smollett. I can't, like, you can call and do whatever you want to do after what Juicy did.
He said Juicy.
Little Juicy Smollett said, these niggas beat him up, and he home chilling right now. So if he can do all of that and get the police out there with all of that, then white folks go to call. I think that was what they used to balance the scale. I think now they feel like, well, we let Jesse go, so
and so all valid. So all them other 911
yeah,
prank calls,
yeah.
Okay?
We let Jesse go.
But again,
yeah.
Let me just read some to you. You know, we talk about the misuse of the 911 system. Well, what is a misuse? Well, by definition, misuse of the 911 system is a request for emergency responses when no actual emergency exists and when the caller does not have a good faith basis to request emergency assistance. The definition also includes false reporting. So my thing is, if we understand that, and if I'm a police officer and you 911 my ass out to the park because Tay-Tay and Shotgun.
I know, but they got an understanding for the ones that they feel like they understand. That's the best way I can put it.
No, I'm
no, so the white cop, the white lady, he got an understanding for her, like, oh, white lady, I understand what you're dealing with. That's what I'm trying to get around being blunt, but I guess you just got to be blunt. You know what I mean? Because that's what that comes down to when they arrive.
Well,
they look and say,
I tell you what. If a fireman it comes to a building or a home too many times, they for false alarm, you can actually be fined for that, because what they're saying is that when the fireman is at your bullshit call, he could have been putting out fires, so you can actually be fined for that.
I think that
right.
makes sense.
I know
no,
that's a fact.
They ain't doing that on paperwork.
No. Just hold on 1 second. Understand what I'm saying to y'all. That shit is a felony now. They changed that shit.
It should be.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Before we go too far
right.
to the left.
It isn't,
now, we talked about it, should it be? But I want y'all to know before we go too far to the left. Yeah, that shit is a felony now. It went from a class 4 to a class A or some shit. And your ass can go to jail.
Once again, we just talked, like I just said, Juicy. He just went to trial. And he got, so there must be, you must be able to find holes in it.
Okay,
I'm not saying you're wrong, but it must not be that tough of a law just yet. Maybe it ain't.
No, it's not everywhere.
It ain't everywhere, right? He said he just so happened to catch it just in the right spot.
But listen, man, all I'm saying is that. As you call him, Juicy Smollett, as my man Smollett, again, I'm not even going to get into his whole situation, but he should have been found wrong, just like the lady who called the police on the man in the park for barbecuing
right.
should have been found wrong. Again, so nobody should get a pass, but I'm simply saying, if you're giving out passes, then everybody got to get one. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I've ever said. Again, we got a system in play in this nation that it ain't even fair, buses, on no level. I don't give a damn about what the issue is. It's not going to be fair for you and somebody that's not of African American. I'm sorry. I believe that. Now, some of them are insurmountable, but most of them we can overcome. But again, it's going to take a lot of fighting. And when we talk about insurmountable thing that we need to overcome. I'm going to slide right into presidential candidate Joey B is what I call him, Joe Biden. Because it seems like Anita Hill said, I have not forgot about your ass, man. Is everybody following that Joe Biden shit with Anita Hill?
Yeah.
Let me bring the cast up on it for a minute before we go to commentary. Okay, now that Joe Biden is officially entering the race for president, it's, the newspaper said it's a little bit of shit that he got to come to grips with. And one of them was he was the Senate Judiciary Chair when Anita Hill brought them allegations against Clarence Thomas' nasty ass of sexual harassment. And then they nominated Clarence and he went on. Joe has been criticized for failing to call additional witnesses who could have supported Anita Hill's claim. And in other words, he was sitting back when his Republican colleagues attacked that ass. So in other words, Anita Hill saying, back in the day, Joe, I remember your ass. You know, you wasn't out there talking that let's bring the nation together then. You was fixing trials so that my point could not be heard. Now, let me ask you, how many people think Anita Hill should still be mad at Joe Biden?
I,
Did he apologize?
I think.
Well, see, now hold
he
on.
Apologized.
Wait a minute, hold on.
He did apologize.
Thank you. He skirted around. Said, I'm sorry, Messenger. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, he didn't apologize. All he did was just try to get her to understand. At that time, he just didn't know no better. He was a white man in a white world at that time. It was just the beginning of the change and stuff. But he talked to her and let her know that he didn't know any better, but he never apologized. He don't feel what he did was wrong because of the time in which he was living.
He did say that. And I do, I mean, I'm not siding with him, but, I mean, listen, we'd all be in jail for some of the stuff that we done said and did. I'm not trying to say make it right or make it wrong, but things were a little bit different. And I'm not going to say that he was right for doing that, and she deserved more than that. But nobody was looking at it like that. There was no Me Too movement or none of that. It was not, and nobody really put that. And maybe there was a lot of false claims going out there too at that time, too. You know,
but we don't need no. Go ahead, bro.
I think that that's more of like the Republicans pushing that out there than her. Be honest with you, I really do.
It might be, but
listen. All I'm saying is this: if Joe, if you start still on that count, and you can say some of the shit I did was wrong. See, now, this is where I lose a little bit of confidence in you at. If you can say it was wrong, then damn it, say I'm sorry for what I did. You ain't got to bullshit around with it. I'm sorry it needed heal. At that time, I was a sexist individual just like Clarence Thomas was. I'm not like that anymore. All I can do is apologize to you for the shit I've done to you, and can we move on? But the fact that you can't do that, go ahead, talk to me.
But I don't think was he Clarence Thomas' boy? I mean, were they
no,
like,
he
young?
Wasn't.
No, he was just he was the chair of the Senate during that time. But I mean, to Biden's credit, I mean, to this point, I mean, just to, and again, I'm no way justifying or agreeing with what he did, because he definitely handled that whole situation with Anita badly. He did.
Yeah.
But to his credit, he also has since wrote that violence act against women.
Right.
So, I mean, he has tried to do some positive things. I mean,
amen.
Like Al said, we've all done things in the past that we're not proud of. You know
no,
what I mean?
We
all have. But
right.
To his... You know, but to his credit, he has tried to right some wrong. Like I said, that act,
no.
That violence act against women, I think that was a positive thing.
It was. Let me say this to you, okay? Before we all start holding hands, singing Kumbaya to Joe Biden. First of all,
by no means. I'm not saying that. I'm just I totally agree that he handled that poorly, and Anita
right.
deserved much better than what she got by all of them. That whole judiciary committee,
yes.
They did her wrong.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but at that time they were not sympathetic, like they're acting. Well, not
but
acting the like they are now.
Watch this. I recognize that they acted in the way of the nation, which was, again, black people, you really don't matter too much. Now, again, because I got two black people going at each other, well, naturally, I got to pick one of them. But for real, let's be for real. You don't really matter too much. And therefore, since we've chose Clarence, we just going to kind of discredit Anita Hill as. Now, all I'm saying is what Joe Biden could have done is, since you already publicly said some of the things that you did were not correct, all I'm saying is go ahead and apologize and get it over with. But the fact that you can't, see, that was what makes me think, well, what's going on inside of you right now, Joe? Because if you just apologize to that lady, go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah, but with the point in which you're missing, the point in which you're missing is technically he really didn't do anything wrong per se.
Right.
What he did was, as the leader of that committee, was there were certain things he didn't allow, but he wasn't even
in Clarence County's
favor. It's just certain things he didn't allow. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
she could have called more witnesses and stuff of that nature, and he wouldn't allow it. That's all he did.
But again,
yeah. He didn't really support her anyway. He didn't support her at all. Yeah, I mean,
Thank
he wasn't
you.
Really being fair.
Yeah.
He didn't handle it. He handled it badly. He really did.
Again,
but he handled it like any man would have.
But again, I understand what you're saying. It's not like he owes an apology because he didn't do anything wrong. He just handled it poorly. Maybe that's what I should say. He handled it poorly.
Well, handling it poorly, see, me personally, I'm of the opinion that, yes, he owed that lady an apology, man. I mean, once again, if that's really necessary. Now, if you think, wait a minute now, hold on, brother. If he thinks he can run his race and win with the negative press, because once again, that's all the Trump campaign is going to hold on to right now. If he's so convicted that I acted in prudent justice or I acted in the right manner, then don't apologize.
Hold it right there. Why should he apologize? And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but why would he apologize? And you have someone sitting in the Oval Office that has done far worse to women, against women, and has not apologized, has not admitted anything to any wrongdoing, and nobody. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well,
should
that's our problem.
That's all. He got to change the game. I mean, it's the game, like,
but
so he ain't no better. So at the end of the day, what we got is a Democrat Trump coming up. Then is that what everybody's telling me?
Not by any means. He's far from a Democrat Trump. I would definitely not put him in that same category as Trump.
But here's what we have to take a look at. Also, the first thing we say is, okay, you got to apologize. Now, I'm not against apologies, but don't you realize that's been our downfall forever and a day? As a Democrat, we always, as Michelle said, we take the high road, and every time we
exactly. That's all I'm saying. Exactly.
But no.
Just think about it this way: like with all the stuff going on right now, they looking back on stuff from the past, and now if they seeing this wrong, they trying to remove it. But on different levels, the fact that we can go back at something that at that time nobody thought was a problem, or a certain group didn't think it was a problem. But now everybody thinks it's a problem, so now we got to deal with that problem.
I'm simply saying.
That's correct. But what problem is it that he did? He got to apologize.
Yes,
okay, I'm sorry. I didn't allow more people to come to the thing.
Yeah, because we don't know what them cases resulted in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know what the after effect of all of that nonsense was, depending on, you know what I mean? Like, what was going on? He holding back certain things. We don't know.
Listen, he did not give that lady. One second, Brother Al, I'm going to get to you. He did not give Anita Hill a fair trial. And again, in his own admission, he kind of says that. So all I'm saying is if you already understand that you, now, once again, if you feel you did nothing wrong, then you write damn apology. I ain't apologize to you, but no, I'm not going to do that. But you kind of admitting that you didn't do what you're supposed to do and that you didn't handle it properly. I'm just simply saying, if you just simply tell Anita Hill, listen, I'm sorry for my actions back then. If you're really sorry for your actions, and that was then, and all I can say is I'm sorry. You know what? That would close this, and that would take all the steam off of this whole Anita Hill thing. Now, let me say this to you. Anita Hill issue.
So then why would it just be an apology from him? To me, that whole committee then would owe her an apology.
The whole committee ain't running for president right now.
This is what I think.
But they voted Thomas in. So to me, they just as guilty. They just as wrong.
I think this is the Republicans trying to make, what they fear the most. They fear the black woman vote. You see what I'm saying? So if you create this controversy now, they're thinking that black women will stay away from
that's
voting
right.
for Biden. They fear the black woman vote.
Exactly.
That's why you get in front of this bullshit right now. Because you already halfway apologizing. Go on TV, Anita Hill, I'm sorry. Now let's move on. That ain't gonna kill nothing if you feel that.
Right.
If it was
because
that
right.
If, if he chose to do that, that's fine because that's what you think. But if within his heart he realized technically, I didn't talk dirty to that woman. I didn't put my pubic hairs on her soda can. I ain't do
then
none
you know
of that
what?
Stuff.
I mean, then you have nothing to apologize for.
Listen, just, Joe
well,
Biden.
And that's,
Joe Biden was the vice president for 8 years.
Not trying to make Joe. You're not trying to make him the right guy, but I'm just saying how we take a lot of stuff, extra stuff, and add it on that's not even necessary. Like the brother said, part of this really has to do with the Republicans just doing what they did all along, divide and conquer. And we fall into it all the time, and we think that, no, this is the right thing to do. They've been doing the wrong thing and ruining this country. And we constantly trying to follow the rules. I'm not saying that we've got to go all crazy, but we've got to get in a position. Just like Nancy's doing right now. No, I'm not running for impeachment just yet. I want to get the facts. I'm going to do it right, but I'm going to nail them if I can. No apologies. And we've got to stop that thinking that we got this moral compass that's so straight and narrow.
Biden has been the vice president for 8 years. I mean, under Obama. Why nobody said nothing about this then? Why nobody brought this up then? He's been a politician damn near, what, for how many years? They said over 40 years of politics. Why nobody brought nothing?
Because he wasn't running for president.
Because watch this. When he was a vice president.
That's the reason why it has to be from what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is because they're afraid of the black women vote.
Listen,
voters.
When he was vice president, his security was guaranteed by the Obama family. No, nobody would come after him. Nobody would touch him. But now that he's trying to do this shit on his own, again, all I'm simply saying is this is a very simple issue. Joe, if you feel you did wrong, just apologize and let that shit go. But now, I say again, if you feel you did nothing wrong, then don't apologize. Damn that.
I believe even if he apologized, I don't think they're going
to
let it go. Even if he apologized, I don't think they'd let it go. He did something wrong.
His thing
might
have been,
we didn't
get in Clarence Thomas' ass like we did Kavanaugh. And maybe we should have done that, or I should have done that, but because we didn't, you know, okay, I'll say I'm wrong. But technically, like you said, he ain't do nothing. The guy that did it all, Clarence Thomas, and it was her word against his word. Because when he came after her and she told him,
no, nigga,
he should have backed off and left her alone.
Yeah.
They didn't grill his ass like they did Kavanaugh. And well, once again, back then it was a different time. It's not like it is now. So, yeah, back then, I'm saying, back then people wasn't going at like this hashtag Me Too stuff now. Everybody, how you think they got Bill Cosby? I'm sure he did what? How long ago was that?
Yeah, I'm saying, again, no, I'm sorry, because I'm kind of on the fence because I don't make no bones about it. Cory Booker is my candidate, but again, if Cory don't make it to the primaries, then I'm gonna support the Democrat who's elected. That's probably gonna be Joe Biden. But all I'm simply saying is, you get out in front of bad press. If you feel you were wrong, Joe, just apologize and don't. Now see, now the longer this lingers, now you can apologize because then it's like some bullshit.
Yeah, but Corey got some skeletons in his closet too. They just ain't come out yet. I mean, let's
stop. Yeah, but hey, wait a minute. Not on this show. Only thing we talk about Corey.
Got like what?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Corey,
the only thing we talk
Corey,
about Corey,
hold on. Corey
this
also
show,
got like 8%.
Remember he was tricking with that.
I'm
going to
cut
your
mic off.
Online. Remember?
I'm going to go to the mic. I'm going to cut it off.
Remember when he was. Remember when Corey was tricking. What happened?
Hey, listen. Don't say nothing bad about Corey on this podcast, man. That's not
I'm
what
telling
we're
you. I
got
maybe it was. Remember when he was tricking with the
say,
girl online?
What?
Remember he was online looking for some girl. Remember, and he got caught out there with some chick talking about "I love you." Who was that? Come on, y'all know, Jenny. You gotta know. That's your boy.
Before everybody
in the day that we don't really, you know what I mean, be remembering. That's all.
But listen.
That's my point.
But no, man. Now, wait a minute.
I don't
hey,
even want to know what's
Booker,
in Corey's.
Cory
Booker's
the
saint.
Cory Booker's the saint, all right? No, we're not talking about Corey, man, all right? But anyway,
I don't even want to know what's in his closet. I'm trying to tell you.
No. No, that's right. So, that's right, man. No, Jersey got to go in the White House. Man.
Listen, ain't no
Cory Booker's a saint. All right, I still
yeah,
say that.
Okay.
Nah.
Man,
it's not gonna happen, bro. Corey ain't gonna make it. Corey's not gonna make it.
Nah.
Hold on, man.
Hey.
He's gonna
stay away from
his
closet,
Jimmy.
That's all I'm gonna tell you,
bro.
All right.
Uh-huh. He's gonna end up in the White House with the first man. See, yeah, the
people, that was the
word
going
around at one time.
Yeah, he ain't the vice president.
Yeah,
yeah, he ain't gonna have the first lick. He ain't gonna have the first. He ain't gonna have Mrs. the first lady. He gonna have the first man.
Yeah, exactly.
And his
vice, president gonna be Bushinger, that other dude. Yeah.
Yo, man.
That
ain't right, man.
Listen, let's
watch
just
this.
Stop it.
Watch,
you know,
I'm gonna say like Jay Z told Dame Dash, all y'all niggas' contract gonna be in the email in the morning. All right.
Yeah,
everybody get
your
contract in the morning, okay? Yeah, I don't
want to
roll Rockefeller. I'm
going to
roll over you, man. Wow.
You saw how the United Nations laughed at Trump. What do you think they're going to do when they get Corey in there? And they're going to laugh at him, too, if they find something
no,
about
man.
Him.
No,
and,
hell no.
Come on now.
No,
that's
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
No.
You gotta look at what we go up against. We go up against like countries. I mean, some Muslim countries, they don't play that. They don't play that. They don't even want to know nothing about no gay references or none of that. You know what I'm saying? And if you need them to be your no, allies,
man.
This is not me saying this. I'm just saying what they do. Let's keep it 100. A lot of them,
yeah.
A lot of those countries. They don't play like that. They don't.
No,
they're not about the gay business. They're not with that.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
Any reference to that. Right. Any reference to that. Go ahead.
When you are the president of the United States of America, I don't care what you are, they going to pay attention to you. Now, they might not like it, because if they can deal with Trump crazy self, they can deal with if he's homosexual, whatever he is. They can
listen,
deal with it. Trust me, they'll learn to deal with it.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Listen, first of all, let's talk about Elizabeth Warren or somebody, because we're going to get
a girl.
Booker in the pink campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get up off of that right now. So, let me decree right here on Hot Hot Podcast, there will be no bastard of presidential candidate Cory Booker. Not on this show, man. I'll cut your microphone off.
If he calls me, I'm going to let him have it, yeah. Jimmy. I'm telling you right now.
He bash on his own.
But let's know, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can I get some help?
He better not have called in here, because he's going to get it from me. I'm telling you right now. Stop it. You want to hear it? You're going to get it.
Hey, so we're going to watch this. As we gracefully segue out of that bullshit y'all talking, what else is happening, yo? What else is happening? Yeah, no. Okay.
Hold on. I got one more. This is what they used to say when Corey used to come around.
Hold on to your butt.
Yo, man. Y'all watching. See, y'all missing the premise here. We are a Cory Booker-based podcast, man, when it comes to the campaign.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
No,
we're
man,
not.
No,
you're Cory Booker-based.
So
you're
wow.
You.
Him and Rosario, that's just a charade. Him messing with Rosario, that's just a charade.
So wait a minute, then. Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I'm not for him. That's Ken
you,
is for him. I,
Daniels,
he's not my candidate. That's Ken.
What's that other one?
I got a question for the audience now. So are we saying, let's just act like we fell down, bumped our head And when we came to, let's just say that the allegations of Corey being gay might be true. So, I'm just saying, all that shit got to take place. Are we saying a gay person can't rule this country?
Yeah.
Not me.
Sure,
I think they can.
That's what we're saying. Wait, but come on now.
No, I think they can.
Oh, no,
I
not
we,
saying that.
I know they
all
can.
I'm not.
They too emotional. They a sensitive dude with a lady on top of it. That's way too emotional. That's too much emotion.
No, man. No. Man, I disagree.
No, hell no. Come on, because like, yo, you can't be so sensitive, man. I don't know, man.
Would you rather have too sensitive or too crazy?
Yo.
If we could do too crazy, we could do too sensitive.
Hey, yo. Go ahead, talk to me.
Listen.
White America hasn't gotten over a black president? I mean, just a...
There you go.
Let alone a straight black president with a wife and children and everything. What makes you think they're going to be accepted to a black gay guy? Come on.
Well, watch
Let's
this.
Let's be real.
All I'm going to say is...
Well, that's allegedly. Nobody knows that to be a fact. So let's say
you.
That. We don't know that. We don't know what his sexual preference is. We don't know that to be
we don't
a
know. You're
a
absolutely
fact.
Right. We don't know.
Hey, but you know what? We got that's one of the things we got to kind of stop, too, because we got to stop feeding into their BS. If you're gay, if you're whatever you are, What does that have to do with anything? I understand the sensitivity part,
yeah.
That could be good. But
that's
we've got to
right
stop
there.
Looking at people all kind
message.
Of stuff like that. That's why
I mean,
we fall into the trap and we end up with a Donald Trump.
Now, let me ask
Bernie Sanders. He was too old.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Real talk. Here's a choice, and you got to choose one. Gay. Or crazy? Which one you going with?
I'm going with crazy.
I'm going with gay. Right.
I'm going with gay. I'm sorry. Damn that.
I'm going with gay all day. I'm going with gay all day.
Explain that. If you got to do stop. Don't explain that. Don't even start saying why you go with gay. Stop, bro.
No, hell no. No. If you're talking about somebody who's crazy, wait a minute. Just because you gay, that don't mean you don't have good decision-making ability.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
It does.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hell no. 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 No.
Actually, you got even better because you're using your sensitive side, which as a male we refuse to do, and this is why we always in wars.
But we all know what decision they be making. So if you made a great decision in life on that one. I can't rock with your rest of the business, player. You throw it
all over. Yeah, but you got to understand. Yeah, but see, if you're under the mindset that gays choose to be gay, then you would think they made that choice. But that is who they are. They didn't make no choice to be gay.
That's what we did when we ain't talking about that tonight.
What's that?
That's another topic for another day.
We ain't on that topic tonight. We ain't got time.
Hold on. We always have time on the attic. We always got time on the attic.
All I'm simply saying
is that you can't rule that out. Just because they make a decision that might be different from everybody on this particular podcast might make for a end result. That don't mean they make every decision in that same manner. I mean, you know, again, they're probably, again, I'm getting stereotypical here, going to be more meticulous when it comes to the attention to detail. I'm just saying.
So,
I bet you.
How do you handle that? And let's say if you're sitting down one day, right, you're having dinner with your kids, and your son tell you at the kitchen table, "Dad, I'm gay."
My son or somebody else, sir?
No. Hypothetically. I know my nephew ain't like that. I'm just saying. And then your other son be like, I'm gay, too.
Another two
and
feet.
That's
say, four feet.
And then, as being the father, And as being a father, you slam your hand down on the kitchen table and be like, damn, is anybody, do anybody in here like pussy? And then your daughter say, I do.
Well, if that happens at your dinner table, then as a father, you have been missing around your kids for years. So that ain't something that happened overnight.
You would have seen
that.
He's
been around his family for years, so they've been ruled by a whole other power. So that's a whole other story.
You would have seen that long time ago. There would have been some clues, yeah, before that, for sure.
No, but I'm just saying, because the father wasn't there, his kids have been run by the internet. His kids have been run by the streets. His kids have been run by everybody else.
All I'm going to say to
that. Conclusion on one night,
now, watch
both sons gay and a daughter is like pussy.
But being gay is not a choice. It's just in there.
See, once again, we ain't on that tonight, so... That's
where
we differ, Blair.
Oh, man.
I just don't think that you know, America is ready for that. I mean, I really don't. I really don't. I don't think America.
That's the part of America that they try to keep in the
plan. I think we'll get a woman president before we would get a gay. That's my opinion. I think we would have a woman.
Right, I would hope that we will. I'm not ready for it.
At the inauguration, we see two dudes standing there with their beards bumping. I'm not trying to see, I don't ever want to see that at the inauguration.
That's just because society got your mind.
That's why you're gay, because you got that beautiful TV, man. All you got to do is hit the button, and you won't see that.
I know, but that's messed up to make some kids see it.
Well, all I'm going to say is
that's messed up.
I go back to my original question.
All the books you got to change and everything.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You ain't got to change shit. I go back to my original question. If you got a choice and you got to choose one,
crazy.
Would you like to have gay or would you like to have crazy?
The White House
I would go with
rainbow
the gay. I'm going
colors gay. After a while. Can you imagine the White House rainbow color? Come on now. Let's stop it with this shit.
Hey, bro, you're taking it to the extreme, and
well,
that person
if we're gonna do it, we're gonna have a rainbow White House.
Corey,
are you with that?
And I don't.
I want a rainbow White House. Stop it. That's what I want.
I want the colors of the rainbow
on the White House.
I don't have any problems with Corey. I know where. I don't have any problems with Cory Booker one way or the other, whatever he want to do. That ain't nothing to do with me. But do you really think if Cory Booker became president, he would do what he could to maybe paint the outside of the White House pink or something? What do you think? If you're gay, you automatically got to be flamboyant?
You might as well.
What?
We were just talking about some of the other stuff, but the choice
you
thing.
You really got.
That's not a joke to me. But when they do decide to be that way, a lot of them do choose to be flamboyant, and that's what gets me, but I don't get it. But whatever.
Tie his shirt in a knot around his navel.
They're taking it to an extreme now. They're taking it to an extreme because y'all know good and well Corey would never tie his shirt in no knot. Y'all know that.
Here's the bad part about it. We really don't know if he is or not. We just
allegedly. That's why I said allegedly. You don't even know it to be a fact.
That's why this is the attic. And as I said in the opening, sometimes we take very little fact. Very, very little fact. And we make a news story out of this. So to the audience, Preston, if you giggle doing any of this shit, then we good. Okay, but now, if you come into the attic on Wednesday night for your daily news program, your life is pretty fucked up. I just want you to know that, all right? If this is where you get to news,
like,
you want to
argue.
I'm sorry, man.
Kenny, yo,
Kenny, D.L. Hughie said if we didn't offend you yet, then we didn't get to the topic. That's what he said.
Hey. But listen, folks.
For real.
This is co-producer on Haza Haz Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we were just kind of wilding, as the addict does on Wednesday nights. Hey, everybody, listen. Telephone, tell a friend. Every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, the addict will be on again. We try to bring you comedy, entertainment, and real stories, but we try to give them to you in a manner that's a lot more digestible for you. So, hey, this is co-producer from the cast of The Addict. Hey, cast, everybody get your good nights in because we're done.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Certified personal trainer. Check me out, 52Fit at Instagram. Holler at me. It's on.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's my seed. So hold on while I extend this show for five more minutes.
Brother. Yes, brother.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on 1 minute. Hey, personal trainer, could you give us that information again, please?
One more time, that would be 52Fit at Instagram.
52Fit at Instagram. If you are fat or not even fat, you got a couple of extra pounds, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever the number might be, that you want to get rid of, 52Fit at Instagram. Hey, K-H the second is helping people get back in shape in a manner that it would take me a whole podcast to describe. So listen, 52Fit at Instagram.
What is it, 52Fit? That's what
you said. Yeah, 52Fit at Instagram. Check my son out and help him grow that personal trainer business. Good night, cast.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Still some tape left?
No, I just ended it, man.
Oh, well, damn. I didn't even get into my boy Daddy Germs thing, but that's all right. That's for another show.
Tell me, well, before we hang up.
Huh? No. The moment passed. I got to save it.
No, give it to me now, man. Oh, you ain't got it queued up? No, I'm still here waiting, man.
Oh, no, I said that moment already passed. You got to wait. You got to wait for it next week.
Good night, podcast.
All right.
Now we're officially.
Suppose I ain't sleepy. What you mean, good night?
Huh?
Later.
Suppose I ain't sleepy. You saying good night. You going to sleep?
I just say go to bed. I say good night.
Yeah, all right. All right, we'll go to sleep.
Well, how about the peace, nigga? That's better. Later, y'all.